What are we doing here?
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 What are we doing here? Can someone please tell me what's going on?
It's the big show.
Okay, I'm not really interested in that right now.
Forget it. It's too late.
Enough, people.
Let's get started.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
I think I just cleared my throat on the air. Can you believe this? This is actually the first sound that I made today to start my show. I went, I forgot my mic was on. God, I'm such an idiot. Jesus. What is wrong with me? And how's your morning going for you? Hey, thanks so much for joining us. An incredible show for you today. I know I say that every day, but it's only because it's true. Great audio clips. Oh, by the way, our favorite troll, the WVU Flu, also known as Delegate Sean Fluharty, is going after me again, taking more shots at me on Facebook. But when I call him out to have him come on the show, wait till you hear what he wrote. I mean, this is so sad. Also, speaking of sad, how are your electric bills these days, huh? How are your power bills? I mean, this is unbelievable. We have a number of people who listen to my show who send me pictures, screen grabs from Facebook, and the number of people who are really, really, really upset about the ridiculously high power bills it's like it's all over the place. So here's what I did. I reached out to Charleston. We have a new state senator there representing part of our listening area. His name is Chris Rose. I love Chris Rose, fourth generation miner, a real MAGA guy. I've had him on the show. I've endorsed him when he ran against and defeated Phony Maroney, the guy who's full of baloney. So our new state senator, second Senate district, which includes Marshall County and Tyler and Wetzel and all that, Chris Rose is going to be our very special guest tomorrow. Now, why is that important if you care about your high power bills? Well, West Virginia side, at least, he is on the Energy Committee. They put him on the Energy Committee. Plus, he's a guy, he understands energy. Oh, believe me, he understands energy. He works for an energy company, for God's sake. So he is going to be talking with us tomorrow about a number of things that are going on in Charleston, including why our power bills are so high and what can the Mountain State do to reduce them. And I'm sure we'll be doing the same thing on the Ohio side. But tomorrow is going to be Chris Rose. We hear you, Upper Ohio Valley. We understand you're getting killed here with these power bills. Well, Chris Rose might have an answer. So we're going to start with him tomorrow. So there's that. Also, we've got great news, by the way. We're doing a Facebook live stream. Oh, some possibly good news regarding the Facebook live streams. For the longest time, they've been shadow banning me and throttling me because I was one of the first people, literally one of the first people in the media to say that Fauci is a liar. I can back that up. Look, using his own interviews, see how he has contradicted himself and on and on and on and on and on. And I paid a very, very steep price with Facebook, because my streams, which had been generating thousands of views for each one of my shows, because my show is very, very popular, were suddenly diminished down to a few hundred views. And I've talked about this over the years, and I would not change my stance on anything connected with the plandemic. I knew from day one, I knew this was all a plandemic. Anyway, so now that Trump has won, now that MAGA Nation has come roaring back, Mark Zuckerberg is very concerned. he better be. So now he's trying to make nice with the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration. And he donated a few bucks for some big event they're going to have whenever there's a swearing-in ceremony, the inaugural ball or whatever the hell it's called. Only a fraction of the money he spent for all those drop boxes to steal the 2020 election. All right, fine. But here's something really interesting. Facebook is now called Meta, M-E-T-A. It's this big deal company that does all sorts of big deal high-tech-ish stuff. They have a new board member. Are you sitting down? Well, I certainly hope you are, especially if you're driving right now. Dana White. You know, the fighting the guy who promotes all the fighting events in the octagon and the kicking and the punching and the gouging and the striking, and the Dana White, is now on the board of Meta. And I've noticed something over the past few days. I actually shared this with Mr. Deep Pockets, who, by the way, still has not plowed our driveway. Still hasn't plowed the driveway. Oh, got to save some money. We can't, you know, let's just let people just, you know, whatever. But I did share this with him, and I'll share this now with you. The number of views that I have now on my videos, the Facebook live streams, the number of views have shot up exponentially or geometrically, or I guess a lot is the best way to say it. I'm back up into the thousands. And it's not like I've done anything differently. It's always been, you know, an incredible show, as you could probably well imagine. But they're making changes. And I do think this is all part of MAGA Nation. MAGA Nation winning, of course, the election. So Dana White is now on the board of Meta. I still can't believe this one. Maybe they'll start doing some Ultimate Championship fighting stuff and have Joe Rogan on some Facebook stuff. I don't know. But now my views, almost magically, have gone up from several hundred into the thousands again. So I'm pleased. I think that's great. So maybe a lot of good stuff is happening. Winning, I'd say winning. We have so many people watching. I appreciate very much all of you. I really do. Every last one of you, except Sean Fluharty, our favorite troll, who I'm sure is not a bad human being in his own way. But, oh my God. Anyway, so we're winning so much. Do you like McDonald's? Do you eat at McDonald's? I don't, only because I don't eat fast food stuff because it's not good for me. Just speaking only for myself. But a lot of people like it. That's fine. We're winning so much right now that McDonald's has decided to return to the world of sanity and get rid of the quota system for all of these people that they've been hiring, these idiots who, I'm the right skin color, oh, I'm the right gender, oh, I'm the right political party, you know. Really, really good news. And there's this guy named Robbie Starbuck. You need to know this guy. Got to follow him on X Twitter because he has been doing fantastic work in putting pressure on companies, big corporations, gigantic companies, even bigger than the Ohio Midland News Group, which owns this show or this station. And they have been backing down. The big corporations have been saying, okay, we'll get rid of our DEI, which is just a fancy way of saying the racial quota system. So this is Robbie Starbuck with the latest really, really, really good news. We are winning and winning and winning, and I am so very, very excited. Robbie Starbuck, follow this guy, if you would, please.
All right, everybody, I got good news for you. We got another one. You know what time it is. We've got a new company flipping their position on DEI, and that company is McDonald's. Now, let me tell you how this happened and what the details are. I've just got to give X a shout out here because I actually reached out to McDonald's on X to their senior marketing director on Friday. You can see here. So Friday, I sent them a detailed message. I'm not going to share the whole thing here, but a detailed message about DEI. I mean, you can read this part, no problem. And that was Friday, so 3 days ago. And today, this statement came out. There's more to this message, but for the sake of your time, we're going to jump ahead past a lot of the corporate word salad and go straight into what they're changing. So let me go and translate this corporate speak for you. First bullet point, we are retiring setting aspirational representation goals. And then it's a bunch of blah, blah, blah corporate speak. Let me translate what that means. McDonald's, like many Fortune 500 companies, they had what they would call targets or goals. In reality, they work like racial quotas, but they say these are certainly not quotas. Don't call them that. This is just a goal for them to hire, say, 50% people of color, whatever it might be, into a certain position. And then wouldn't you know it, they hire just the amount that they put, but it's not a quota. Don't call it a quota. Second bullet point, and always one of my favorites, we are pausing external surveys to focus on the work we are doing internally, aka we are leaving the HRC's Corporate Equality Index social credit scoring system. Keep in mind, this was a company that had a perfect HRC CEI score, and that HRC CEI scoring system is how woke policies get forced into workplaces. So they are, again, the latest company to leave that scoring system, and that is good news. And now bullet point number number three, one of my favorites, they are going to be retiring their supply chain's DEI pledge in favor of a system that relates to business performance. Imagine that, a merit-based system. This is what every company needs to be doing. The days of favoring one group of people over another based on diversity need to be gone. Bullet point number four here is one I'm not particularly a fan of, and I'm not happy with when companies do this. They are evolving how they refer to their diversity team, which will now be the global inclusion team. I think it's ridiculous. We don't need these teams, okay? It is a job. It is a workplace. You go there to work. People don't need a team assigned at corporate to making sure everybody feels included, okay? We're not kindergartners. We're adults. It's a workplace. It's a place people go to shop. Just provide great service. Be kind. Do the right thing. Be fair. And if you're a company executive, you know, lay down the hammer when somebody breaks the law. Everybody's all for that. But there's no need for DEI teams at all. No need for a diversity team. I don't care what you call it. People have had enough of this. And I think it's time that everybody speaks up and that we get rid of this infantile way of operating businesses. Focus on the bottom line, make money, do a great job. Everybody's happy then. And that is the direction corporate America is veering toward, is corporate neutrality. We are the trend now. Don't forget that. Because we have raised our voices, so many companies, over $2 trillion of companies have changed their policies, and we will not stop until we make corporate America sane again. So is this perfect? No. But you know what? McDonald's wasn't one of the worst to begin with, but they were on our list of companies, and there are many companies that we aim to change. And we got more done today changing policy than anybody else has. So I'm very proud. In fact, I have to say, I'm loving it. And you guys knew I was going to have to do that at least once, okay? I had to use that line at least one time, so do not judge me because it was too easy. I'm loving it, okay? I'm loving changing these crazy policies. And for those of you who are new to watching my videos, you might be wondering, what is corporate neutrality? And it's very simple. Companies need to stay out of divisive issues. Unless it's related directly to the regulation of their business, they should not be involved in politics. We don't want to know what Macy's thinks about trans rights, okay? And you know what? If they want to speak up and talk about it, we don't want to spend our money there. We have a right as customers to know how the money is being spent later, and then we can decide if we want to give our money to that company. And in many cases now, we are waking up and saying, no, we don't want to give our money to this company that hates our values and everything we believe in. So that is why we're taking this stand. We want companies to get out of the divisive issues, and that means I don't want them taking on my politics either and advocating for my policy positions. I'm just saying neutral. Let's stay out of the way of politics and divisive issues and just act normal, sell great products, and everybody can exist without any more division, okay? So if you're loving our If you're loving our project to stop woke policies in corporate America, then subscribe on my X page. It's $5 a month. It helps support our research team, which goes into our stories and helps flip policies at companies. You can help that way or subscribe and share our videos.
We are so winning! We are so winning! Yes! Yes!
Yes. All right, fine. That's Robbie Starbuck. Starbuck, like Starbucks, except Starbuck. Robbie Starbuck on X Twitter, and follow him. They're doing fantastic work. And this isn't the first big corporation that they went after and caused them to go, okay, we're going to give up on the racial quotas here, this DEI crap. We are so winning. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's great. So I got a short break for you. And by the way, if you want to see this show, which there's really not much to see, it's pretty much a microphone and me being, you know, typical idiot that I am. It's a train wreck, is what it is. But if you're a masochist and you're really into train wrecks, you can actually see the show. It's Facebook Live, the Facebook Live stream. We seem to no longer be shadow banned. More and more people are seeing this. Our views are skyrocketing. Winning!